Ok. Hello, I'm Johnny Bradley. I work on the Tiki project as a developer and have done for about 20 years, I think. But I'm not going to do the usual, this is the new stuff in Tiki 25 talk, because there's a lot of it, and I thought I would concentrate on something more collaborative. So this is about Markdown. I'm assuming everyone knows what Markdown is and uses it. If not, you can work it out afterwards.
Sorry, there is a microphone? Because we can hear it.
Yeah, it's a microphone, but only for online people. Yeah, sorry, I'll try and project. In the old days, we had BB code starting off, which was like HTML with square brackets. So then MediaWiki, obviously everywhere. Then I found Tiki, had its own syntax. It uses little quote marks instead of asterisks, that kind of thing. And each time you change to a different platform, you have to look up in the cheat sheets, how do I do underline? Is it underscores? Is it asterisks? Whatever. And more in the last few years, we've been finding Markdown has appeared more and more, mainly from GitHub and GitLab. And the best thing would be if there was just one syntax to rule them all. In the very olden days, early noughties, there was a project called Wiki Creole, which XWiki, TikiWiki, was nearly involved with. We didn't implement it, but XWiki, I believe, did.
It's based on Wiki Creole, our syntax.
Right, it's still there. Okay, cool. TiddlyWiki, which I always like the name. Mm-hmm. DocuWiki, lots of other friends. And, but the project stalled. It didn't quite make it. I think apparently because MediaWiki just had too much stuff that they couldn't migrate to a different syntax, so it all ground to a halt. There was about the same time, there was the PHP pair classes, which you could do an interchange with, Wiki Creole to MediaWiki to Tiki. We still use that, even though it's not supported anymore. So we need another standard. And Jean-Marc insisted that I should put this cartoon in. It wasn't in the original script. So let's have one more standard. Here comes Markdown. And this was the reason for the title of this this talk, is I just had this idea of Markdown taking over the world, a bit like Godzilla destroying a city. Markdown was started in 2004. It was basically a Perl script, I believe. And over the years, more and more people implemented different versions of it, and it became a bunch of different standards. So then Common Mark project was initiated about 10 years ago, and that seemed to be the best of breed. It's a Creative Commons definition of how it should work with a test suite, and basically that seems to be the standard adopted by most people. But obviously it doesn't do everything, so many people extended it, mainly GitHub. So GitHub flavored Markdown seems to be the generic standard for most places. And that is now used by GitHub, GitLab, Stack Overflow, People Without Logos, Nextcloud, we just heard, were there early on, Discord Icon Broken, Bugzilla. And now even the proprietary softwares like Facebook and WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, and so on are using it. And so we thought Tiki should use it as well. So in Tiki 25, we've adopted Markdown. We've always had our own syntax, so that carries on working. And now its default is off, but you can enable it, and it's a little bit alpha, but improving. And the next release, hopefully it will become the default syntax. And then at some point in the future, Tiki syntax will become read-only and will be marked down like the rest of the world, we assume. And of course, we need our own flavor of it.